Advanced Organics.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I want to give this special thank you to Blue Sky Music because they're responsible for the opening and closing theme for the Paracast. That's blueskymusic.com. Once again, blueskymusic.com. They do great work. The book, Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality, Merging Science, the Spiritual and Supernatural. Thomas Fusco is the author, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. As we come close to the end of our first hour, we were trying to define not so much what we see about UFOs, but maybe understand the cause and how it relates to other phenomena. And Thomas was expanding on some fascinating ideas. Go ahead, please.
Okay. One of the points I wanted to make to the audience, and sometimes people misunderstand me when I go down this particular line of reasoning, it begins to sound to them like I'm proposing a theory that ghosts or spirits don't exist or aliens cannot possibly exist. It's not that at all. I don't deny the existence of any of those things. What I'm trying to do is to get them out of our thinking for a moment and just focus on what the physical observations are and what physics can tell us about those physical observations. Then once we establish that, then we can begin to talk more about who done it, about who or why might be responsible for what's behind these phenomena.
But again, I guess what I don't understand is why assume they're not separate? Even if they may have some similarities on the surface, why not assume that E.T. sends UFOs and dead people bring spiritual apparitions?
The problem is that it doesn't allow us to study the physics of the events objectively. I'll give you an example. Let's go back to that crime scene type of an idea where, let's say a murder has been committed. A police force goes out and they see a body laying in a house somewhere with a hole in its head. That person's dead. And they find the perpetrator. They actually ascertain who did it. They ascertain the whys, what the motivation was, why they chose that victim that time, on and on and on. That's all the criminology. Now, you put those things together, and just by that alone, can you tell me how the criminal put a hole in the victim's head?
Well, I gather it's going to be difficult. But you'd have to know what he used to put the hole. Did he use a gun? Did he use an electric drill?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is, and you can see this, is that just putting the event together with the perpetrator does not tell us the physics of how the crime was committed. Now, we say, oh, a gun. Okay, electric drill. We understand that. You know, we understand the physics of a gun and of an electric drill. But if you step back for a minute and take an objective look, we don't understand in paranormal phenomena what the gun is, what the drill is. And so just coming up with the whodunit that spaceships are, or UFOs are from aliens and hauntings are from ghosts doesn't tell us how it's being done. It doesn't tell us anything about the physics of the events themselves. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, and also I think what you're also pointing out is that people tend to jump to conclusions and they assume causality based on their own front-loading and their own belief systems, and that tends to cloud the picture, and that's what I'm getting from what you're saying.
Absolutely. If we take a 3,000-year-old mindset, and we take that human being and take a look and have them look at the night sky, what they saw was a glass firmament. They saw a glass sphere with holes punched through it and a light from the other side shining through those holes. The objects that moved by themselves, so to speak, against the background, which would have been the planets, they were all in their own crystalline spheres. This is basically the Aristotelian model of the universe, the old one. Now, today, when any of us educated look out into the night sky, we see something completely different. And yet, our eyes are receiving the same kind of light information that the 3,000-year-old person did. So that's the point I'm trying to make. Paradigms make a huge difference with how we understand what's going on. And when we start thinking about ghosts right away or aliens right away, it makes us jump the gun. And we don't do all the intermediate steps that are necessary to get us to that point.
Saying then that we need to understand what's going on here before we could look at the cause.
Before we could look at the perpetrator, yeah. You know, we could have compounds. Let's say if you have two compounds that combine together in liquid to create a red color in the liquid under heat. That could occur in a volcano. It could occur in a test tube. It could occur in very many other ways in nature, naturally, or intentionally. But in order to know what that mechanism is, so to speak, we first have to understand the chemistry where the two elements combined with liquid produces a red color. And that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of, what is actually physically happening in these events.
All right, let's look further at what's physically happening here. So we look at this, shall we say, clay reality, evinced by the UFOs, which seem to do things that we can't understand, by ghosts and other apparitions doing things that we can't understand, by poltergeists doing things that we can't understand. Let's understand them.
Yes. And the first concept, which is the connective tissue that winds up tying all these things together, once again has to do with gravity. Because, again, when we see in haunted houses, we see examples of levitations. We see examples of objects moving by themselves, of apparitions seem to float in the air. When we look at UFOs, we see the same kind of gravity-defying phenomenon. So when I look at gravity and say, well, this is something that we don't clearly understand, that's a connective tissue that ties all these things together. So what is it about gravity that relates to the paranormal? And that gravity, that element of gravity that relates to the paranormal is what I was talking about earlier, where gravity is a physical effect that is observable, that interacts with its surroundings, with its environment, but does not always have a direct local physical cause. For example, everybody's heard of dark matter. The reason why science conjured up dark matter, and there's really no proof that it exists, is that there's about 90% more gravity in the universe detectable than there is visible mass. So we have all these fields of gravity with all the bending of space with 90% less matter to cause it. We have no graviton or gravity wave, so that there's no physical cause that's apparent for the force of gravity. When we start putting these all together, gravity is a very paranormal phenomenon. And it begins to tie all these other things together.
Well, it sounds like Sir Isaac Newton would have loved to know you.
Oh, yeah. Well, essentially what I'm going to describe is a model that is Einstein's unified field. But that it just looks at that model from the top side down instead of from the bottom physical side up.
We're going to have more questions, by the way, coming up in our next segment, some of which come from our listeners. We put up a small thread or topic at forums.theparacast.com mentioning your book and inviting questions, and we have a couple that might actually influence the fascinating discussions. The book is called Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality, Merging Science, the Spiritual, and the Supernatural, kind of the unified field theory for everything, put together by Thomas Fusco. We'd love to have you subscribe to our newsletter. You can get updated schedules for the shows, cutting-edge commentaries from me, from Chris, and special guest commentators such as Kurt Southerly. All this and more, the official Paracast newsletter. Go to newsletter.theparacast.com, newsletter.theparacast.com. It's free. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So there you go. I can't get the Twitter name Gene Steinberg, so I took the Paracast, I took Tech Night Owl, and depending on our tech show or this show, those are the ones you use if you like 140 characters. I know more than 140 characters, especially after this show. We have Behind the Cosmic Veil, the book, Thomas Fusco, the person, Chris O'Brien, the co-host, with a question from one of our listeners.
Oh, Thomas, we were just talking about in the last segment about dark matter, and there's some question now. I mean, I've been reading recently that the whole theory of dark matter and Zero Point Energy as an offshoot of that. I do have a question that dovetails nicely to the last segment, and it comes from one of our new posters, Polterwurst from Germany, and it involves dark matter. Thomas, do you think dark matter is still nothing but a theory? Are scientists working on alternative theories that don't include the greater part of the matter in the universe being entirely invisible to us?
Here's the fundamentals of the idea of dark matter. And this is one of the problems that we get into that is a modern tendency of the scientific community to present theory and speculation to the general public as if it's established fact. Science, specifically physics, operates under a purely materialistic premise, a paradigm. In other words, every physical observation in the universe must have a physical cause that is also in the universe. The universe is self-fulfilling, self-satisfying, and self-explanatory. There is no room for any kind of elements outside of what is physical. So what we see when we see all this gravity with no adjacent physical mass, and we have a strictly materialistic paradigm, we have to actually make up imaginary matter in order to come up with the material explanation for our observations. So essentially what's happened in astrophysics is that we have actually run out of material to explain all of our observations. And dark matter is a material that was made up. It was just conjured in order to explain why there is a lack of material, or to fill in the blank where there is a lack of material to explain all the gravity we observe.
And so it's an excuse.
It is a theory, and that's all it is. And it's not a real tight theory at that, because we can't explain how a particle that would be so massive, and when I say massive, I'm speaking in the scientific term, so massive that it would provide 90% of the gravity in the universe, and yet it is completely undetectable by the tiniest particle or wavelength that we could use. When you really get down to it, it's almost comical. But when you are a materialist and you have no other paradigm but materialism, it's the only game in town. You have to make up material to explain what you observe.
I guess then what about black holes?
Now, black holes are still under debate. Again, what's been presented for public consumption is the classical or the Hawking's model of black holes. But there's about six of them out there that are all very viable, that all have very good arguments to defend them. But not only the classical model, but all these other alternative models all have some shortcoming. Their model for black holes all violate some other essential physical laws that we know are true. So we really don't know what black holes are.
Is there room for taking what we assume to be true about physical laws and learning that our understanding was just not complete and it's very different?
Well, certainly there's room for that. But there's also, when we're talking about gravity, this is where it's different. That everywhere in physics that we have approached gravity, mathematically, conceptually, paradigm, physical experiments, we keep coming up with goose eggs. And so that's a clear evidence in my mind. It is an accumulation of evidence that our basic paradigm concerning gravity is absolutely incorrect.
Chris, why don't we push a follow-up from you?
Okay, we have several questions that really dive into the whole idea of spirituality and your very intriguing observations about the role of Christianity and the Christian Bible in your thinking. How would you like to broach that subject? Where would you like to start with that? Because I think this is a really intriguing aspect of your work, as far as I can tell.
Well, when we come into spiritual elements, we are considering aspects of reality that are not physical. In other words, they don't They are not contained within the realm that is defined by space, time, matter, and energy. So if we can take physical or spiritual elements and create a model by which we can predict and answer certain questions about what we see in the physical, then we have a working model.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
And this is what I've come up with. Let's take from the biblical standpoint, for example, let's assume for a point of argument that there is a God, a creator. And furthermore, let's make a second assumption that the biblical description of the nature of God is fairly accurate, that he is eternal, he's all-knowing, he's all-seeing. Within him, there is no variations or differences whatsoever. Now, if you take a being like that and consider, well, let's say this being is going to try to create a universe that is the exact opposite of that nature. It had a beginning. As most astrophysicists believe, it will have some sort of an end. Everywhere in the universe, we see expressions of differences, both spatial and temporal. We see elements that combine and recombine and build up and break down. We see living things live and die. It's a complete opposite nature of what God is described as. So if a God was going to make a universe like that, the first thing he would have to do is create a realm outside of himself that was separate from it, that was able to sustain things that are spaced and timed. We know mathematically in physics, anytime we bring the physical universe or any element up to a mathematical representation for infinity, that the physical just simply dissolves. It's just gone. So they have to be two distinct realms. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is, if God is a pure substance, if there's no change or variation in him, where is he going to derive the differences that are necessary to create dimensions that are all expressions of differences? Spatial dimensions are differences between here and there.
I'll tell you what, we have this announcement from here and there to present. Thomas Fusco is our guest. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Thomas Fusco is here looking at a new concept of reality. So we look at God in various ways, various religions, as some kind of spiritual being. So if there's a God in this universe, is he the computerized creature talked of by John Keel that runs everything like a machine?
Well, in a sense, yes. But the other part of that where we talked about where he was, I don't know what was the, I forget the term that you used.
All right, computerized intelligence that might just be insane. That's the John Keel version, not mine.
Yeah, I would let that out because our universe is amazingly ordered. That's one of the mysteries of physics today, how an ordered universe came out of the chaos of the Big Bang. We don't know. And so that wouldn't qualify as insanity in my mind. But anyway, to finish what I was talking about real briefly in the last segment, in order to create differences that arise, that give rise to dimensionalism, you would have to have an opposite. God would have to have an adversary. So then we have something that's absolutely pure positive and absolutely pure negative. And in the area where they collide and conflict and battle, we begin to get the differences, the pre-material wave functions that eventually give rise when they fall below the speed of light into physical reality. The positive force is supposed to be greater than the negative force. That means they don't cancel each other out. We actually have a direction of and flow. And in my book, I show a model where that direction not only shows us where the lines of gravitational force come from, but also the arrow of time.
There's an Uncle God and an anti-God.
He's not answering.
That was a bad joke. Sorry.
You see, they accuse me of telling bad jokes, but ladies and gentlemen, I don't tell jokes. I might do a DJ-style pun. But now we have an example of a real bad joke. And Chris feels chastened. Unfortunately, he's too far away for me to spank him.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I was thinking anti-God, and then I thought, well, if there's an anti-God, there must be an Uncle God. Bad joke. I apologize. I do have a really good question here from Kim323, who has a really cool picture, I think, of Carl Jung as his avatar. And he wants to know, again, we're talking about religion and spirituality in Christianity. And what prompted you to look at this idea of spirituality as some sort of boilerplate to then look at the science and see how these unresolved questions of novelty and coherence, you know, in the short time after the Big Bang, how when everything cooled, then you started having, you created gravitational or rather atomic bonds and then molecular bonds and then the whole increasing complexity within the universe. Where does the spirituality part of that? I mean, is this by design? Was it just one event and then the chips fell where they may? Or do you think that this has been directed all along?
Well, my basic premise is this. Again, the human brain is a subset of the physical universe. That means the human brain has to be formed and configured according to the same laws and principles that govern the greater universe in which it's a subset. Now, if we take a look, and there's a lot of religions in the world, but I'm going to take a look specifically at the Bible. And if we take a look at the human brain as kind of like a computer, if you feed garbage in, garbage comes out. You have to feed intelligent, meaningful instructions into a computer in order to make it do intelligent, meaningful, and significant work. Well, it seems throughout the millennia, when these principles of the Bible, so to speak, have been programmed in the human minds, there has definitely been some very interesting results that those brains have come up with. And if you want to accept the existence of miracles, this information that was in the Bible, when programmed into a human brain under certain conditions, was actually able to transmute the very face of reality itself in actions that we call miracles or miraculous. The laying on of hands, the multiplication of substances like wine or bread and fish, those types of things. So my assumption was that there has to be some relevance to these principles that actually coordinate in some way with the very laws and principles that the universe was put together. And in my research, I found those kinds of things in the Bible.
Leads to the next question that we have from another poster named Sentry, who's been a poster at the forum.theparacast.com for the past year and has come up with some really good questions, too, I might add. His question is, can we consider the messages received by the ancient prophets as examples of psychic communication? Most of them received their messages via dreams and or visions, something only they alone could experience. How does this differ from other paranormal encounters that leave no physical traces?
Well, that's a pretty broad question. I would say whatever the intelligence of God is, that intelligence is disseminated or distributed in different manifestations based on the portion of reality on which it is distributed. So, for example, we have a human brain. We have a certain way that it looks at things, the way that it images things. We have fathers and mothers as living beings. So we think of authority figures as parental. And these are the kinds of ways that our minds are put together. So if we were to receive an intelligent communication like that, it would come to us in the kind of forms and manners that we understand. So if you believe that you're getting a communication inside of yourself from God, and you hear a spoken language that you understand, it's not the language of God. It's that information which is calling up the different words of the language that correspond to that information that you're already familiar with. In other words, God's using your own brain to talk to you with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. In other words, it's all filtered through consciousness. And consciousness is something, again, like dark matter, like the actual causality behind the Big Bang. Consciousness is another area that science has really had a hard time grappling with. We really can't explain how it is possible to, as I used the analogy last week in our last show, scratch your eyebrow. We really don't know how that works. We don't know how the mind is able to manifest into physical actions and conscious actions. How does the role of consciousness fit into all this?
Well, once again, although we have a not a scientifically precise definition for consciousness, we have an approximate definition, and it's one that most human beings have a sense. We understand that we are conscious, and we could talk about different qualities of consciousness. But again, my point is this, is that consciousness, being a subset of the physical universe, could not have risen in a way that was contrary to or outside of the laws and principles that govern the greater universe. So therefore, our consciousness is just a reflection of the consciousness that's built into the universe itself. Give you one example.
So, okay, let me just be short about this because we have to break. We're therefore talking about some kind of universal consciousness of which each and every one of us is a subset. Am I barking up the wrong tree? We're going to ask our guest. The book is called Behind the Cosmic Veil.
Yep.
The author is Thomas Fusco. It's a new vision of reality, merging science and the spiritual and the supernatural. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
A universal consciousness? What's going on here? Thomas Fusco joins Gene and Chris. So, Thomas, what's your response?
As far as the universal consciousness?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Now, that term has been used, or I should say, terms have been used to describe that same idea for centuries. We can talk about Plato's forms, which was an early form of this. If we go to the Bible and we look at the Greek at the beginning of the Gospel of John, it uses the word logos, which is translated in English translations to the Word of God. We have no English translation for it that's precise. It means mind, thought, order, matrix, pattern. So the logos is that same thing. We get into modern times, we have the physicist David Bohm speaking of something called implicate order. Edgar Cayce called it Akasha, the Akashic records. So there, this idea has gone on for quite a long time. What has been missing is how to make this idea tangible and be able to tie it in conceptually to physical reality. And this is what my book does. It presents these ideas that bridge these philosophical and metaphysical ideas to solid scientific reasoning.
It almost sounds like you're talking about some sort of holographic quality, that human consciousness may be some sort of holographic part of a larger, like a piece of a hologram that contains the whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, David Bohm presented an idea that he called, that has been called the holographic universe, which is that same kind of an idea that, you know, this specific order is reflected in every aspect of reality. Take a look, for example, in the natural world. We see birds that fly. They have wings. They have certain aerodynamics to them. And they have an evolutionary, if we're going to subscribe to evolution, we have an evolutionary path from dinosaurs that has resulted in birds. Well, now let's take a completely different evolutionary path and look at the primates and the very small mammals that appeared many millions of years ago. And they evolved, one of the forms they evolved in were bats. And you take a look at a bat and a bird, and you tell me if that's coincidence and random chance, that there isn't some sort of a synchronicity of a greater pattern going on. Why do flying fish fly? Why did that particular species of fish develop wings sufficiently to fly some distance? We see the same image, this holographic picture, echoing throughout reality.
Yeah, why don't we have other species of mammals that actually physically fly, not soar, like, as you point out in your book, Flying Squirrels? Why don't we have other species of fish that actually are able to spring out of the water and fly quite a distance. How does science explain that?
Well, if we take a look at water as a thicker medium than air, then all fish fly. They all fly.
Okay. But they don't spring from wave tops and go, skimming for, almost 100 yards in some cases across the tops of waves and then splash down.
Yeah, that was a very strong natural synchronicity, so to speak. Give you another example. We can hear the noise in the forest canopy of all the different birds singing and insects chirping and that type of thing. And then we sometimes see it in comic strips where somebody gets hit in the head and you see the birds flying around their head because they're hearing the birds. Well, I'm one of those individuals that had that happen to me. And I heard that ringing, that bird-like sound. It's not like the forest canopy. It is precisely the same sound as the forest canopy. And so there we have an order and a structure at work in the forest canopy that's also at work in the human brain. It's just manifested itself in different material structures and forms. But it's the exact same piece of information.
Being struck in the head, I think for some of our listeners, this whole topic of how consciousness and evolution all relate to science and synchronistic coincidence, if you will, for lack of a better term, I think we have some people out there, including myself. My head hurts thinking about a lot of this stuff. And unlike you, when I got hit in the head a few times in sports and other things, all I heard was a giant bell. I didn't hear any birds. And when I came to, it was like I was being born again. It was very, very disconcerting.
Watch out for the brain damage.
A little too late for that, Gene.
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, my. Well, guys, can we talk a little bit about the bending of space in a haunted house?
Okay. By all means. Yeah, sure. That sounds good. I just did a pretty sophisticated haunted site investigation, actually three sites, last week with a 3D camera crew. So I'm all ears.
Okay. Well, especially from some of these programs that have been on the TV in recent years, many people are familiar now with the type of observations that occur in a paranormal haunting. And some of the different instrumentation that's used to pick up certain readings. But we were talking earlier about how paranormal gravity actually is. Now, one of the aspects of reality that is always associated with a gravitational field is the bending of space. Einstein brought forward that in his theories of relativity, and it's been proved over and over again that space bends in association with gravitational fields. So if we were to take this paranormal effect, this bending of space with no direct physical cause, and bring it inside of a haunted house, we're going to see a number of different manifestations that are a result of that. And just interrupt me if we're getting near a break, please, because I'm going to go on a roll with this.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you the roll, the butter, the bagel, but you got a little over 2 minutes, so go ahead.
All right. What the bending of space would do inside of a haunted house, unlike the depths of the cosmos, there's material there. There's atmospheric presence there, and that consists of molecules and atoms. So when a bubble, let's say if we had a bubble of space-time that expanded in a haunted house, it would crush and compress the atoms of the air molecules that are in the bent space immediately surrounding it. It would agitate the electrons and jump them into their higher orbits. So the first thing we would see is an electromagnetic field that would come out of thin air. Now, once that excitement is expended, and those electrons drop back down, there's two things that they could emit given the certain conditions. One of them is photons. And that's exactly what we would have in an LED. We pass an electromagnetic field through a material, and we get a light-emitting diode because of the photons that are being emitted by the electrons. Another thing that we would get is thermal energy. So here we have a mechanism that would not only show us where electromagnetic fields come out of nowhere, but how they could also sometimes be luminous and also create heat signatures on thermal cameras, which surprisingly enough, when we look at the paranormal thermal images, they're not like the thermal images of living beings. It's clear that the mechanism to create the heat occurs uniformly across the entire figure, and that it is the exact same mechanism that's working all the way around it. The bending of space would also create gravitational pull. And so many people say at the onset of paranormal events, they get a feeling of heaviness. So that would explain that as well.
So it almost follows there, if we can bend space, can we also bend space in a way that we can go back and forward through time or even break the light barrier, you know, warp drive and gauge and all that stuff?
In my model, yes and no.
Okay, in my model, that takes it both ways.
Yes. In my model, it is unnecessary to go through all of that kind of physics to figure out how to get that done. There's a completely different way. In a paranormal haunting, for example, we see apparitions of people who lived 150 years ago, for example, appear and disappear, or more precisely, materialize and dematerialize. When that 19th century Victorian lady materializes in an apparition, it's being collected and assembled from the exact same information that assembled the original lady 130 years ago, which means not her physical body, but her information.
We picked up her information. Let's go into that. That's interesting. Maybe we could travel through time, and we hope we don't change things. Thomas Fusco joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.